we doing here at this event? What is the message that you're hoping people can take away from this?
Well, I think the key thing, our message would be that every person that has a disability should have a chance in life. HK has lots of disabilities, and he's overcome those. He is today a very successful motivational speaker all over the country. I think our takeaway is that anything in life is possible, because all of his life, people have told HK all the things he could not do without complimenting on things that he could do. And I think that happens to an awful lot of people with disabilities. And the other takeaway is the fact that HK would tell you the only disability that any of us have in life is a negative attitude. And these folks here today are the people that have the means and finances, either individually or through their businesses, that can give that chance to these people that have disabilities.
So what are your plans for the future? After this, what are we hoping for? What are we expecting?
HK?
Well, I want to continue to be able to speak in front of groups, share my story with others, and there is a trust fund set up in Pinnacle Bank in Brentwood set up for my future care needs.
Well, HK has become a, in a few minutes you're going to see, quite a gifted motivational speaker. This year we will speak to more than 20,000 people for the year. We have been in Seattle, Washington. We've been in Wisconsin, Michigan. We just did an event with 800 people in Cincinnati last Thursday night. We were at Concordia University in Wisconsin the Monday before. We will be going to the Grand Cayman Islands in December speaking. This year we've spoken at Auburn University, LSU, Belmont University, Austin Peay State University, just all over the country.
Wow.
We've never advertised. It's strictly word of mouth. Somebody hears about us and then tells someone else. But the key thing for HK is that it's something that he can do because he's blind and he has cerebral palsy. He's not mobile by himself. He can't live independently. But he can entertain an audience, and we get paid for it. All of his money goes into a trust fund for his future care. And so we will do this for as long as we can. I'm 74 years old, so I don't know how much longer I can do it with him. But my goal is to have him at a point in life that financially he can live comfortably, but he can continue to entertain people and share his story so that he'll have an income for the rest of his life.
So speaking of stories, do you guys have any success stories that you would like to share?
Well, you know, I think our success story, if we have a success story, people, first off, now today we could bomb, we never know, it might be the worst we've ever done. He'll say, no, we're not going to do that. But the success story that I see is after we make a presentation and share our story, people line up to meet HK, sometimes as long as 2 hours. We have a book that came out a year ago. We'll sign books sometimes for a couple of hours. But we get letters throughout the week, or emails, or text messages, and the theme of almost every letter is that you guys were the best speakers we've ever had. What an inspiring story. Your story, HK, has changed my life. It's changed the way I look at people with disabilities, and thank you for helping me see others in a different light. So I think if we have a success story, it would be getting feedback from people that hear our story, and then they tell us how much it has meant to them, what kind of a change is made in their life, and maybe even the way they treat their spouse or their grandchildren, their own children. And I think that would be our biggest success stories.
So before we end, just in case, I know we're kind of running out on time, I was wondering if I could get a recording of him being able to just recollect any date and time, because that's really,
well,
really
let's do this. Is this working?
Yes.
When is your birthday?
I was born October 14th of 1996.
You were born on a Monday, and it was Columbus Day again in 2002 and 2013.
And her birthday was when? Monday? She was born on Monday?
On Columbus Day.
Okay, and when will her birthday be Monday again?
In 2019.
It'll be Monday again. Anything else you can think of that happened on her birthday?
Other than Columbus, in 2006 on that day, Harold Ford Jr. and Bob Corker had a U.S. senatorial debate at Tennessee State University in Nashville.
On your birthday.
Yeah.
HK also has something that's called hyperthymesia, or highly superior autobiographical memory. He's one of 14 people known in the entire world to have this. And he can recall every minute of every day of his life since he was 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
And then he has this special gift of dates. He doesn't know why he knows it or how he knows it, but everybody he meets, he just asks them their birthday. He tells them the day of the week, and then any other facts that he knows of that occurred on that day. Now, HK, how old does she look?
You don't look a day over 18.
I'll take it.
Now, you're close to 18. You're not too much older at 18, but if he meets an 80-year-old lady, he tells her the same thing, and that's the reason that women love him so much.
And you can be part of my entourage.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I used to be, but then he got all these attractive girls like you to be his entourage. Now I'm his bus driver. So he's not loyal. Having HK as a personal friend, and yesterday was our 18th anniversary, the day I met him. It was 18 years ago yesterday. He has been going to church with my wife now for 17 years. He's been spending weekends with us for 16 years. And he's just like having a personal secretary. Since I have known HK, I have not forgotten one of our anniversaries. I haven't gotten the birth dates of my daughters or the grandchildren, because he reminds me every morning he wakes up. Oh, Mr. Bradford, did you know tomorrow's Mark Bell's birthday and we better send him a card or call him?
He's like your personal
I didn't know
reminder.
That. Yeah, so he's like having your personal Rolodex with you all the time.
So this day in 2011 was the day I was awarded the Trey Pointer Young Citizen of the Year Award in Nashville.
In 2011?
Yeah.
Your mayor, in 2011 on this date, so that would be 6 years ago,
yeah.
Mayor Carl Dean presented him an award called the Trey Pointer Young Citizen Award for Davidson County.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he invited him later to come and be the acting mayor of Nashville. And that was on January the what?
20th of 2012.
Where he unsuccessfully attempted to lower property taxes in Davidson County 50%. Mayor Dean said, I'd love to do it, but I probably wouldn't stay in office much longer.
Can I ask how you guys met?
Yes.
Well, that's part of our story. 18 years ago yesterday, I played tennis one Saturday morning. I was going to Starbucks to buy a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way, instead of driving one more mile to Starbucks, I looked to my right and I saw a red and white sign that said, Mrs. Winter's Chicken and Biscuits. So I turned and left to buy my gourmet coffee at the chicken restaurant. And he was sitting there listening to a radio. His grandmother couldn't afford a babysitter, so he came and sat while she worked every Saturday and Sunday. And I inquired about him, and I was told that he sat there from 8 to 5. I said, wait a minute, that's 19 hours over the weekend. What? I saw his braces, and I said, something's wrong, and they said he's blind. Up until that point in my life, I had never stopped and talked to anyone that had a disability. Not that I was supposed to, but I felt sorry for them, had pity for them, but I never introduced myself. I tried not to stare at them.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was told he was blind, it touched me, and I walked over and introduced myself, and that started an 18-year friendship.
All the listeners that are listening to this, all the ladies, don't look a day over 18.
Yeah, all the female people in your radio audience, all the women look younger than 18. Remember, that's coming from a blind boy, so you can value it however you want to.
So before we end this, is there anything else that you would like to say? Anything that you would want to end off with?
Just remember, anything in life is possible. The only disability any of us have in life is negative attitude. So I encourage all of you to always be positive. If you're ever down, depressed, just think things can't get any worse. Just pick up the phone, call toll-free to OHKN Nashville, I will give you a no-charge, 100% money-back guarantee, WGNS Radio Pep Talk.
Well, thank you for interviewing us today. We hope that maybe some of your listeners will want to find out more about me and HK, and they can do that by going to Amazon.com. We have a book that is in hardback, paperback, audio version, and Kindle, and they can get it from Amazon.com, and we would love for them to get a book.
And also, I want all of them to go to my website, HKDairyBerry.com, and like my fan page.
Yeah, if they do Facebook, like his fan page at HKDairyBerry.com, and they can follow his adventures.
I'm Lacey from WGNS News, and this has been the Journeys Event with HK Dairyberry and Jim Bradford. Thank you.